More personal stories of determination and resilience are featured in a new book by Suffolk author Belinda Moore. She was inspired by memories from a bygone era, and here's Sam with a brief glimpse of some of them.
Many of them, writes Belinda Moore, demonstrated determination to overcome adversity, and each of their stories has a slant towards agriculture and farming. Belinda's new book, More Sacks Stories, tells the tales of 9 individuals whose lives touched Saxmundham and whose recollections bring to life aspects of rural East Suffolk life that have all but disappeared. It's a follow-on from my book, Sacks Stories, which was published 7 years ago, says Belinda. It's a very different book, and there are only 9 people featured, and the stories are much longer and more detailed. I hope people enjoy it. Belinda lives in Saxmundham, and her grandmother's family came from the town. Her first book was published in 2014, and she was not planning to write another, but then she met Bill Last, who was a tractor driver in the 1940s and the 50s. I spent a sunny afternoon talking to him. I'm on the board of Saxmundham Museum, and we have an oral history record, so I thought, I'll record Bill, because he spoke in an accent that's quite rare these days, she said. He was very funny, and he had lots of tales to tell, and then I thought, well, I'll write him up, and I'll do it in a slightly different style. I'll write longer pieces with more detail and do fewer of them. And that's what I've done, really. And so it kind of came about by accident, because I met him and I couldn't resist it. All the interviewees featured in the book had a tale to tell. The people in it had gone through some really tough times in all sorts of ways, Belinda says. If she recalls how agriculture, particularly, was extremely tough, and people endured hard times with no complaints and just getting on with it. And she adds, I think that's so relevant for now, really. Belinda had done about 6 of her interviews when lockdown happened. She nearly stopped, but she didn't want to let down the people she had already spoken to. And so she pressed on. More Sacks Stories includes the memories of Robin Graham, who Belinda met when on the management committee of Saxmundham Museum, and also the late Philip Hope Cobbold, who she says was very generous with his time. I knew Philip through Saxmundham Museum, where he was president, she says. We were all incredibly sad about his passing. He told some fascinating tales about his time in and around Glemham, including what it was like to go to prep school in Saxmundham. Lynn and Colin Hostler's memories are also included. And Colin, who was born in Parham, recalls washing in a tin bath in front of the fire. And that's how people were in the country. That was all they were able to do, Belinda says. And the mum had to go and fetch the water from the standpipe in the garden, and people just got on with it. Belinda has also included the memories of Sybil Coxage, who grew up on a farm in Kelsale, and then went on to work at Constance's, the ironmongers in Aldborough. The farm had working horses, and my father would trim them up and take them to the Suffolk Show, Sybil remembered. More Sacks Stories also contains the memories of Manette Bailey, Christine Mattinson and Betty Noy. And meanwhile, interviewee Mike Adlam recalls in the book how in his student days in Norfolk there were some 40 men for a farm of 1,400 acres. And by the time he retired in 1999, he was running the same size farm with 400 cattle and just 5 men. Belinda says the economy had been built on agriculture, and that's changed beyond recognition when automation came in and people's ways of life just completely disappeared. The whole system had changed, and it had an impact on everybody. And she adds, That generation had experiences that are extremely different from the lives that people lead now. People went through things without fuss, and we have to learn from that. The Moorsack Stories, Tales from East Suffolk by Belinda Moore, is priced at £6.99 and is available from H.G. Crisp Stationers in High Street, Saxmundham, or online through Amazon.
Thank you, Sam.